Plymouth Executive Officer's Report?
I am, yes.
Fantastic. Board member requests for future agenda items? As I reiterate, I'll reiterate what I asked for today. It's that my understanding is a USD cleanup fund, or it's a state board actually requested an update and evaluation of our cleanup sites. I believe that's August 14th. So as sometime thereafter, I would like to have a conversation about that. What did we find and what are we going to do as the changing world of cleanups go on? Any other board member requests?
Yeah, I do have one, and that's probably not for an agenda item. And I guess, it's going to dovetail in with Elk River. And I'm not sure if we're going to have a closed session discussion about that or not. But what I would like to do is just go on record and note of all of the work that's been happening in TMDL development and going to peer review in our cleanup and abatement request. And a lot of that's been happening strictly at staff and board level. And I don't think the residents or the folks that are affected or interested or have any idea about what's happening, or at least not a comprehensive idea. So I would like some outreach, maybe a quick summary of what's happened since our last meeting, or since it was, and probably that would be appropriate to the last workshop or the last meeting, because that's when a lot of the folks were actually there. But, comparatively, I think there's just been a whole ton of stuff that's happened, and it'd be really important to get that information out.
Good. So you're right. There's been a lot going on, and we will be having an informational item at the May 2nd board meeting on the status of the TMDL specifically. That'll be an opportunity to also update on some of the restoration activities that have been going on. But as we advertise for that, we'll use that as an opportunity to update folks about.
Yeah, I'd like to be proactive and not wait till the meeting to do that.
Yes, right. Okay. Got it.
Ms. Tynes.
What does May look like? I'm starting just to get a little.
It's usually pretty sunny.
Is it going to be 3 days?
Sorry, Mr. Massey. We'll be in Eureka.
We're going to do this in May. I'm just curious. What are the big key points in May that I have to think about?
Okay, well, David Leland, help me out here, but we will have the five county county road program will come to you for hearing. The NTMP waiver / WDR, we're thinking most likely will come as a hearing. The Caltrans Break It Road is currently as an action item, correct? There's Cummings Road.
Which is what, closure WDRs?
Yes. It's closure.
Okay.
And then there's the, that's an action item. And then it will either be on consent or we'll take it off and bring it in June, is Corbell, a number of items related to Corbell. The reason we would take it off is simply because the staff person, the lead staff person, won't be here in May. So if it's stays on consent, then we'll keep it on the calendar. And then there will be an informational item on the impacts of marijuana grows, and the informational item on the Elk River TMDL. Yes, it's a pretty full agenda, but we've, done our kind of rough estimate of the time, and it is a one-day meeting. It'll be a full day, but it'll be a one-day meeting.
Do we need to do a closed session today?
We do not need to do a closed session today.
Okay. Seeing no other issues then, on our agenda, we have Thursday, May 2nd in beautiful Eureka. We will be there, so we'll take it on then. With that, this meeting's closed. Thank you.